My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so I did something this morning that I think Kenny was really annoyed with, and it impacted the show in a big way. Kenny, why don't you let him know what exactly it was?
Well, I was trying not to be that annoyed because I didn't want to start the show off on the wrong foot. I didn't want to have an argument before the show. So I just decided to do what I thought was the right thing. I put you on mute, asked Owen. Owen felt that he was distracted by it. And so I decided to hang up on you and then send you a text. And the text was simple, where all it had said was, please finish your breakfast and call me back. I'm sorry I cannot do the slurping.
So why did you hang up and not just tell me that?
Because I didn't want you to take it the wrong way, and I didn't want it to be nasty. I didn't want it to turn into a big thing. I thought you might get annoyed, and I figured this was probably the easiest way. It still turned into a big thing because you never called me back because you got upset. At least it felt like you got upset.
That's actually not what happened. What happened was my phone was on Do Not Disturb, and then I had to help out with the kids who were puking and had 102 fever over the last 2 days.
Oh, God.
While my wife has dealt with her health issue as well, and so I didn't have access to you at that point. I had to go upstairs and help out, and so I kind of thought it was funny. I'm like, oh yeah, I know. I had to scarf down my food because I had a limited amount of time, and so I'm like, oh yeah, that probably sounded really bad. But then you didn't say anything, so I had no idea.
It sounded awful. I'm like, man, the noises that you made. And I'm sitting there going, I can't be the only one. And I turned off the phone and I said, Owen.
I was not only cutting audio, but listening to other stuff. And it was louder than all the things that I had my headphones on for. Ken was just, he goes, can you do this anymore? I go, no.
So if we find ourselves in these situations again, do we have to abstain from any sort of breakfast before shows?
Oh, I was just going to say loud noises, because I was going to ask you, what am I supposed to do when you start talking about fifth grade football and I can't get out of the conversation because I'm trapped in a room with you?
See, now it becomes, then you just tell me to shut up and we'll talk about the show coming up.
I can't just hang up on you like you hung up on me. I would have to actually tell you.
Well, why would I tell you about fifth grade football over the phone?
Which is, well, no, the point was we were getting ready for the show and you were so annoyed by something, and instead of just telling me, you hung up the phone.
Yeah, but I, because I was trying to do it the nice way and not be nasty about it. I was hoping it wouldn't come over nasty.
The nice way, Anthony.
I really thought it was going to be nicer than me going, "Hey, could you stop eating? Well, I'm going to tell a guy to stop eating while he's
right,
eating." That would be terrible.
I just typically, when you start going on in the loudest voice possible about your football games, I just sit there and wait for you guys to be done
now,
because I don't want to be mean about it.
We are fixing your life. We are not talking about the fifth grade football games. And by the way,
This is the first time in recent show history that we're not talking about Ken's kids and their football games.
Wait a minute. I haven't said anything on the air today. I mentioned it briefly yesterday on the air. That's all.
I didn't know if you want to take people behind the curtain on what every day is like for me while I'm sitting in the studio. So as enraged as you probably were while I was eating for the 3 minutes that you decided to listen to that, not tell me, maybe could you not do that, and you hung up on me, I have to endure the football talk. Now, yesterday I did watch your highlights, and the highlights were miraculous.
You
and I'm not talking about your kids.
Oh, now the truth comes out.
I was talking about Ken sprinting down the sidelines in a way I've never seen Ken that
so
active,
excited.
And that actually brought a smile to my face.
I was so excited. Either way. So what are we at, a standstill where I'm going to say I won't talk about fifth grade football as long as you don't eat your breakfast over the phone? Yeah. Are we in a standoff here?
We both do really annoying things, and we both have different ways of dealing with it.
How is talking about youth football the annoying thing?
When it is drowning out the rest of the studio while Mitch tries to come in and tell me what we're going to do for About Last Night.
Len, I'm sorry.
And I'm hearing, and she was crazy. She was losing her mind. Why will she stop texting the whole group? She's a mad woman. Anthony, I'm just trying to find out what clip we're trying to put in for the next segment.
Well, I can't help it. He's quiet. Okay? I can't help it on there. All right, let me get to Keith Britton. Hello, Keith.
Yeah, I got to add something in here. I might have been given a heads up on the lime eating breakfast in the phone this morning, but I will say that is one of the most annoying things that anybody can do is when they use either Bluetooth or speakerphone, and they're either eating, clanging dishes around, opening chip bags. I mean, it's the loudest damn thing in the world.
It's
the most obnoxious thing.
Oh my gosh.
I hang up on my wife when she does it. I say, call me back when you're done. I can't take it.
So wait a minute. I'm in the right here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you're going to make that much noise on the phone, just don't call the person. Just wait until after you're done.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to. I was like, he can finish it. Because I didn't want to sit there and go, hey,
can
you
have a real conversation? I can't concentrate if somebody is just clanging. I can't even hear myself talk.
I swear to God on my kids, which that's another annoying thing that I do in front of Lyman that he hates and he texts Keith about. I swear to God, I thought I was doing the nice thing and going, hey, there was a disconnection. I'll hang up and I'll text him. Because I just figured, I was like, hey, could you stop eating your food right there?
Yeah,
no one wants to hear that.
There's no niceties necessary there. I just tell the person straight out, just quit what you're doing or I'll call you back. Like, I'm not going to sit there and listen to you chomp on food.
Yes, that's what it was also the other noise that he was making. I don't even want to say the word. There was a sucking sound going on, a slurping sound going on, Keith.
I had a very limited time because of the kid situation that I had. This was the time we had, and Ken decided the best way to utilize that time was to hang up. And so he hung up, and then I had to go do other things.
Because
so
I
that
thought,
was it.
I thought that was the nice way to go about marble mouth across
it
the
might
country.
Have been.
Doing meeting
I do feel sorry. I will add in, I do feel sorry for Lyman because he's the only guy that's ever been through this. So I'll leave you with that.
Keith, thank you very much. Keith Britton on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
I mean, I thought it was fine. I thought it was fine. It's just that was the time you had with me, and you decided to hang up the phone. So that was all we got.
I was trying to be the nice guy about it. That's what I was
trying
to do.
You were. It was, and that was totally fine. But
didn't see that it was totally fine. You keep bringing it up. You keep deciding. You keep saying that I decided.
You decided to use the whole segment for it. So wait a second.
Well, was it?
This was the time we have this segment, and that was the time we had before the show.
Oh.
And that's how you wanted to utilize it. That's fine. And tomorrow, it'll be back to fifth grade football. Every single break. Every single one.
I might bring it up once in a show. I might bring it up once.
Oh, I'm talking about before the show, during the show.
It will
every
never,
segment between the shows.
If
with
you,
Rodney McLeod, I'm sure you'll be talking with him about it today.
We got to get our defense fixed.
Our defense is okay. It's our offensive splits that are a problem right now. I mean, we got to get that figured out here. All right, I'll never bring it up again. I'll never bring it up again in front of you.
Then this was the best FML in the history of the show. because we finally accomplished something that we've all wanted to accomplish.
He always finds a way.
That's why he's a slippery wizard. All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.